What's up, guys?
How we doing?
Oh, come on. I said, what's up, guys? How we doing? There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Guys, I'm so excited to be with you guys. Also, to add on to that, I helped out with the kids team this year, and I also helped out with Regeneration for Students. And so if you went through Regen this semester, you might recognize me because I was hanging out with you guys this semester. But want to quickly just tell you about my story. So I grew up in Coppell, Texas. Is anyone from Coppell in here? Come on, bro. Let's go. Let's hang. So I grew up in Coppell, which is like 25 minutes down the road, like towards the airport. Kind of a small town, but love Coppell. My parents still live there. So I grew up there. I grew up going to church. My parents were heavily involved in a church just down the road. And went there for about 20 plus years and are still there. So I always was raised in church. So every Sunday and every Wednesday that I got an opportunity to go to church, I was there. And at the age of about 7 or 8, I understood that I was broken and that I needed a savior. And so I accepted Jesus into my heart. But a lot of what was following that decision was a lot of like head knowledge of knowing who God was, but I never transferred it to my heart. So a lot of it was like, yeah, I was saved when I was 7 or 8, but a lot of my actions didn't really point to that. And so when I was about at the age of 12, I really started struggling with relationships, not only with like guys around me, but with girls. And I would go online and look at things I shouldn't have. And so that started something that I really didn't want to do. But in the meantime, I was involved, a lot like you guys, in a student ministry. And so that's what really like has transformed my mind towards student ministry, because I really enjoyed my time. So I did everything you could think of leadership opportunities with the church, going to every trip we could, every mission trip. And I was really, really good at putting on the good Christian guy persona and mask that everything on the outside looked like it was okay, but inside, I didn't like myself, and I didn't know who I was, and I didn't know my value. And so I struggled and continued to try to find my value in other things other than God, and it left me disappointed and unsatisfied, because God's the only thing that will satisfy us. And so through middle school and high school, continued to struggle with finding my value in other people and not in who God says I am. After high school, I played soccer growing up, and I was thinking, I might go play soccer in college. But right before I decided, I was like, I think I just want a normal college experience. And so I went to the greatest university on the face of this planet. What did you just say? That's right. I went to Baylor. That's right. Come on. We got a lot of Baylor fans. Wow. I knew I liked you guys. I knew I did. So, hey guys, back. Hey, come on. So I went to Baylor and I loved Baylor. I met some of my best friends at Baylor, and that's when I really think God pursued me. And I recognized, wow, I've been missing out on a lot. And throughout all that, continued to grow, but continued to struggle with finding my identity in other things other than him, and hit a breaking point where I was like, I don't know what to do. And so I moved back to Dallas. I started a job in sales, didn't like that very much, and then came and did the Watermark Institute. And this past year have learned so much about who God is and who he's created me to be. And I hope that throughout this year, I can teach some of the things that I've learned to y'all, but also learn from y'all. And so now I'm here and I'm so excited. I'm gonna get to see a lot of the guys in small group, get to hang with y'all, and I'm pumped. But Jonathan asked me to come up here and just share a few things as you guys go into summer to just be mindful of. And as you get ready for the new school year, as we got Wake Unplugged, and then we're jumping back in to the full swing of school. But before that, we wanna talk about summer. So I thought of 3 ways that you guys can get ready for summer and how to really have a great summer. So the first one is be with your people. A verse to
back up, be with your people, is Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. And so I think you guys, and I fall into this boat, when you see a break coming, like summer break, you're like, all right, I can relax, which is a good thing to think about. Okay, I can find rest. But oftentimes when we take a second to relax, we can often isolate ourselves from other people. And I know this is true for me. When I was in y'all's shoes as a student, when summer break came, I would isolate myself. Sometimes I would hang out with friends, but also I'd just stay in my home and play video games, which there's nothing wrong with video games at all. I love video games. But today, I think often technology has not helped us with being with people. And so I encourage you guys to be with your people, whether that's your family, your friends, your small group, whoever it may be, go be with your people, because being behind a screen will isolate us from other people. And in my life, and you can ask me more about it if you want to, isolation often led me to turn away from God and to turn to my own sin and in my own struggle. And so I invite you guys, hey, be with your people. One, because God created us to live with one another. And while video games isn't as much of an issue for me as much anymore, of like sitting down all the time, I don't play as much video games. One thing that I do, I don't know if anybody can relate to this. Sometimes when I'm like hanging out with friends and I feel a little awkward, I like pull out my phone and like quickly get on my phone. And man, I'm missing out on the fellowship with one another. Or when if I see somebody I haven't talked to in a while, I feel kind of awkward, I pull out my phone. And I think we've missed it. When we turn to technology to try to satisfy us, whether it's social media, whether it's texting our friends, whatever it might be, I think sometimes we turn to technology thinking that's gonna give us value and satisfaction. And so be with your people. God created us to be with one another and to spend time with each other. And so instead of playing video games all the time, which there's nothing wrong with video games, play some, but be with people. Go to your friend's house. Play video games with your friends. We just don't want to isolate. Don't be by yourself. And so sometimes I would even spend more time on my phone than I would my family and my friends or even God. Sometimes if you look at your screen time on your phone, that can be convicting. You're like, man, I spent 4 hours on my phone every day. That's crazy. And so isolation can often lead us to sin. The second point, spend time with God. So Psalm 1, 3 through 4, it says, he is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and all that he does, he prospers. Guys, God wants to be with you. If you get anything out of what I'm teaching tonight, today, not tonight, I want you to know that God wants to spend time with you. And I don't know if you have ever opened your Bible. And if you have never opened your Bible before, that's okay. I would just urge you, hey, open it. Try one time a week just to open it and read God's word. But God doesn't just call us to read our Bibles. While that's a good thing, and I think we should all do it, God wants us to spend time with him. And that looks like just praying to God. And sometimes I know that can feel hard, because you feel like you're kind of lifting up the same requests every time and you don't feel like anything's happening. But I want you to know that God hears you and he makes himself available to you. And so talk to him, sit time with him, listen to him, sit in silence. I've been trying to do this new thing of sitting in silence for 5 to 10 minutes. And sometimes it's really hard because I think of all the things that I need to do, but how much benefit it's been for me to just stop and let God speak to me before I speak. And so, guys, I want you guys to think about spending time with God this summer. and God wants to be with you. And it just starts with one prayer. And if you don't know what to say, just say, God, I really don't know what to say, but I know that you're with me and that you love me. And so, and if you don't know where to start in the book of book of the Bible, ask your small group leader or open up one of the Gospels, like the Gospel of John, and just start reading and take some notes of what are cool things that you've been learning. And then lastly, enjoy your summer. I know that sounds a little cliche, but I think it's really important. And a verse with that is Ecclesiastes 3, 12 through 13. I perceive that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful, to do good as long as they live. Also that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. This is God's gift to man. Guys, God created this earth for his glory. That when we look at creation, we would see, wow, there is an amazing God that created all of this. And it's to point back to him. But also, it's for us to enjoy, that we can praise him for the beauty and to enjoy the things that he's given to us. And so, guys, I hope this summer is a restful summer. That's the intention of summer. It's to rest. And so take time to be with your family, your friends, and enjoy not having school, because sometimes nobody likes school, right? Nobody. That's right. So, all right, bring it back in. Hey, we're almost done. Sweet. Okay. And I don't know about you guys. Hey, here's my challenge to y'all. When I think about resting and finding rest, I think about what I love to do. So things I love to do, it's not very great in Dallas, but I try to get out to go and do it, is I love to hike. Anything that's outdoors, like playing spike ball or playing basketball, any sports outside or just being with my friends outside, I love that. And so I want you guys to think about this week as you're going into summer of things that you love to do, because the things that you love to do can ultimately point back to you loving God, because God wants us to enjoy the life that he's given us. And so we see all throughout the Bible this idea of rest. Shh. Hey, boys in the front, up here. Hey, focus. We have this idea of rest throughout the entire Bible, and it's intentional because God wants us to find rest. And not just find rest of being lazy and sleeping in all the time. While sleep is good, it's, hey, go be with people. Go get refueled of being with your friends and then also spending time with God. And so we all have busy schedules and it feels crazy. We can feel tired. And so I want you guys to have the freedom to rest this summer, but also to rest in God. And a verse that always reminds me to rest in him is Matthew 11, 28 through 30. It says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So if there's one thing that you get from this, is that God loves you. And when we come to him, he gives us rest. And I know that, I don't know about you guys, it's been a hard year. It's been a really hard year. And I can't imagine the hard stories and things that you guys have walked through. So this summer is a time, just come before God and rest in him and who he is. And so I want you guys to spend time with God, enjoy your summer, and be with your people. And hey, if you got some free time on Sunday morning, come hang with us at Wake Unplugged, because it's gonna be a good time. And I'd love to meet you guys, hang out with you guys, and see if there's anything that we can do. But I'm gonna pray for us real quick. You guys, bow your heads. Dear God, I thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you for who you are, the fact that you're good, that you created us to be with other people. And God, thank you for that. And I pray that we, even when it's hard and we don't feel like we want to, we want to isolate, that we would go and be with other people. God, and I just thank you that you give us time that we can rest. not only find physical rest, but spiritual rest, that we'd rest in you. And God, that we just continue to turn to you in prayer and reading in your word and being with our friends. And so, Lord, I just pray for these students that they have an amazing summer and be reminded of a God that loves them. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, guys. Absolutely. Let's go, man. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go, Baylor.